Kiki Magazine in Covington, Kentucky, is a publication for girls who love life, appreciate creativity, and recognize good ideas. And on July 27th, Kiki Magazine is sponsoring a summer workshop for girls ages 9 to 13 who want to build self-confidence and creativity through fashion design. And here to tell me more about the event and the magazine is editor and founder of Kiki Magazine, Jamie Bryant. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So I guess the best place to start is to ask about the history of the magazine itself.
Well, we started the magazine in 2007, so we're coming up on our sixth birthday. And we really, it grew out of the textbook side of our business. So I've been in education textbooks for a large portion of my career. And raising two daughters, I was starting to get a bit upset with the kind of media messages that they were getting ready to confront and sort of want to participate in. And so I thought we might be able to fuse some sort of education and entertainment together to make something that would enrich girls, build them up, and help them gain a realistic view of what it means to grow up into being a strong, confident, capable woman. So that's how it started.
And what goes into that ideology?
Well, what we do is take a range of topics. So we give girls a broad view. So we do things from geography and world culture to business and finance. We do design and art and craft. We'll do chemistry, physics, everything they can do. And we come to it through something they enjoy. So we reach out through fashion, and then we connect them into these other disciplines or areas that they may not really want to experiment with on their own when they're nine, but they might end up really loving it. They just don't know it yet. So we kind of use that as a device to connect to them. We meet them where they are and what a lot of their interests are, and then we branch out and flush out from there. And so the goal for us is for girls to try things, to do things. We don't want them to watch. We don't want them to kind of be a fan of other people's dreams. We want them to pursue their own and craft their own. So the goal is for them to make and do and try.
How have you found that fashion has relating to these other topics? How have you found that works?
It works really well. And I'll give a great example. So we have a business and finance section in every magazine, and we have a stock page. And we run stocks that girls, for companies that girls would encounter in the mall, brands they know. So our index isn't Ford and Cisco and Intel. Our index is PacSun and Gap and Abercrombie and Macy's and brands they know. And we had on our index Payless, and we track it every time. We do price and earnings, high lows and everything. We show them how it works. And Payless went private. So we had an opening. So we sent out a call to readers. Hey gals, Payless went private. You know what that means? They can't be on our index anymore. What should we put? We have an opening. What should we do? Who should go on there? And sure enough, we got girls who sent emails to say, I think Bloomingdale's should be on it. I think Disney should be on it. I think they wanted to track these companies that they enjoy or that they know or that they recognize. And then the learning becomes relevant to them. Then stocks are relevant to them.
Do you find that the participation is primarily from the readers themselves or from their parents?
We get a lot of really great reader mail. I call them my pen pals because we write and we answer all of our reader mail personally. So every girl who sends in anything gets a personal letter back from us, talking about the work they sent or the comments they made and that kind of thing. And we have more readers who participate in that dialogue, but we also have parents who just reach out and say, you know, my daughter is just loving this. This is a great thing for her. She's really blossomed. We've had some girls come up for photo shoots from Florida and California recently. It was amazing. They come on their own dime just to come and participate in a way that they aren't able to at home. You know, it's really neat, but it's both.
So being a magazine, it is a physical publication. How often is it published?
We come out bi-monthly, so there are six issues a year. When we started, we came out quarterly so that we could kind of get a sense of what we're doing, because as I mentioned, we were in textbooks, which is a different cycle than magazines. So over the years, though, girls really wanted it more frequently, and they were waiting for it. When is the next? We get a lot of emails. When is the next one coming? When is the next one coming? And I forgot. When we're kids, 3 months is an eternity, right? From back to school to Christmas is forever. So we decided, well, what can we do? How can we make it happen so that we can go more frequently? So now we come out six times a year.
And your offices are here in Covington. Mm-hmm. Is the magazine produced and printed and everything here locally?
We are produced locally. We are printed down in Lebanon Junction, Kentucky. So our printer is deeper into Kentucky than we are, because it's a specialty printer for periodicals. So they can print it and mail it and do all kinds of things. They service mostly magazine publishers. But everybody else is here in the tri-state. We have contributors from all over the country, but all of the main work happens here.
Now let's talk about the event, Kiki Live, that is happening on July 27th. What is this all about?
Well, we wanted to reach out to girls in our community. We have a lot of subscribers in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, but surprisingly, our largest states are places like Texas, California, Washington, New York, New Jersey. So we wanted to really connect better with the girls who are in our backyard. So we decided to create a living version of the magazine. So the magazine has seven departments in it, the same seven departments every time. So a studio department, an art bin, World Beat, Biz Buzz, like I mentioned earlier, a wellness and care section, your style, and a fun page. So we took those seven sections and we've created kinesthetic, collaborative, dig in their activities for each one of those departments. So the girls will come to the event. They'll be in a small group with other girls their age. So we'll divide them up so the 9s, 10s, and 11s are together, 12s, 13s, 14s are together. And then they'll circulate among the different stations, kind of diving in and doing. The whole goal is to get them to do and work with their hands, work with other girls, and try some new things out. So there'll be seven different stations. They'll rotate through the stations throughout the day.
And where does the event take place?
The event will be on the Seven Hills School's Red Bank campus. So right up there off this Red Bank exit off of 71. And it's from 10 until 4:30. There'll be a pop-up shop. So female artists and businesswomen will have a pop-up shop, exhibit tables in the BizBuzz area. So girls, while they're working on the BizBuzz activity, will be able to talk and engage with businesswomen and working artists. We'll also have several working artists doing live exhibits throughout the day. So they'll be just stationed doing their craft or their art, their work, so that girls can come up and see what it involves, ask questions, and participate with them in that way.
Now, I said earlier that the magazine is geared toward girls ages 9 to 13, but the event is pretty much open to anyone.
Right. We have girls, our youngest, the programming is geared for girls as young as 8 and then up to 14. So we're envisioning sort of 8, 9s, 10s, 11, 12s, 13s. If there are some girls on either side of that, depending on their development and their interests, we're definitely open to that. Girls much younger than 8 aren't going to get a lot out of it. It's going to be a bit more troublesome for them or challenging. They won't really enjoy it, I don't think, as much, because it's really geared for that late elementary and middle school age range. And we also have high school girls who are coming to be leaders for the small groups that go throughout the day. So they get to participate in a role modeling sort of activity for the, you know, for the girls and show younger girls that next stage.
So who will be presenting the workshops at the event?
Well, it's a combination of our staff, but the most of the women are local women who are artists, businesswomen, professional coaches, all sorts of backgrounds. And they're there because they believe in girls. They want strong girls in their community too, and they just really believe in the magazine's mission and what we're trying to do. And so they'll come, and each of those women will be in charge of a station. So, for example, the BizBuzz station, we have two local women, Margo Madison, who has just won a local award and is renowned for her invitation and her design, and then also Chris Sally Davis, who owns Fabricate and is one of the founders of the Crafty Supermarket. Those two businesswomen have created wonderful businesses on creative work. So they're going to help girls design a store and build up their own store based on different principles you need for starting a retail endeavor. So that's one set of the women. There's a woman who's a certified life coach, and she's a professional and a professional business coach, and she's going to help the girls work through this idea of character and what it means and how we reflect it through who we are. There's going to be a station of what we call inventables. So girls are going to get a random box of things, and they're going to have to design something out of them. And the power tools and all sorts of things involved there. So lots of fun. But all the women are professional women, working artists, and all sorts. And they really are an extraordinary group. So we're really excited to have them here.
Well, it sounds like an amazing event for creativity and empowerment and just fun for the wide range of number of girls.
Yes. We think that this is a great, great experience for girls, and we're really excited to bring it to them. We've had a lot of great feedback from the people who have already enrolled or registered, that they just can't wait to get it started. So we're really, as we start to finish out the touches on the programming and all the little things, like even making the name tags, which are going to be really fun, just simple things like that, we want to make it really exciting and fun for girls. And so we're really gearing up here toward the race to the end.
Well, I've been speaking with Jamie Bryant, editor and founder of Kiki Magazine. For links to more information about the magazine and the Kiki Live Workshop for Girls, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful speaking with you.